United States.
A perfect storm. Light a candle for the kids. The freeze in Texas exposes America's infrastructural failings.
When it rains, it pours, and when it snows, the lights turn off. Or so it goes in Texas. After a winter storm pummeled the Lone Star State with record snowfall and the lowest temperatures in more than 30 years, millions were left without electricity and heat. At the worst moment on February 16th, 4.5 million Texan households were cut off from power, as providers were overloaded with demand and tried to shuffle access to electricity so the entire grid did not collapse. Whole skylines, including Dallas's, went dark to conserve power. Some Texans braved the snowy roads to check into the few hotels with remaining rooms, only for the hotel's power to go off as they arrived. Others donned ski wear and remained inside, hoping the lights and heat would come back on. Across the state, what were supposed to be rolling blackouts lasted for days. It is still too soon to quantify the devastation. More than 20 people have died in motor accidents, from fires lit for warmth and from carbon monoxide poisoning after using cars to get warm. The storm has also halted deliveries of COVID-19 vaccines and may prevent around 1 million vaccinations from happening this week. Several retail electricity providers are likely to go bankrupt after being hit with surging wholesale power prices. Other states, including Tennessee, were also covered in snow, but Texas got the lion's share and ground to a halt. Texans are rightly furious that residents of America's energy capital cannot count on reliable power. Everyone is asking why.